Happened Mary excerpts. 7 p.m. Rumor was loose in the air. Hunting for some neck to land on, I was milking the cow, the barn door open to the sunset. I didn't feel the aimed word hit and go in like a soft bullet. I didn't feel the smashed flesh closing over it like water, over a thrown stone. I was hanged for living alone, for having blue eyes and a sunburned skin, tattered skirts, few buttons, a weedy farm in my own name, and a surefire cure for warts. 8 p.m. The rope was an improvisation. With time, they'd have thought of axes. Up I go like a windfall in reverse, a blackened apple stuck back onto the tree. Trussed hands, rag in my mouth, a flag raised to salute the moon, old bone-faced goddess, old original, who once took blood in return for food. The men of the town stalk homeward, excited by their show of hate, their own evil turned inside out like a glove, and me wearing it. 9 p.m. The bonnets come to stare, the dark skirts also, the upturned faces in between, mouths closed so tight they're lipless. I can see down their eye holes and nostrils, I can see their fear. You are my friend. You too. I cured your baby, missus, and flushed yours out of you, non-wife, to save your life. Help me down? You don't dare. I might rub off on you, like soot or gossip. Birds of a feather burn together, though, as a rule, ravens are singular, in a gathering like this one. The safe place is the background, pretending you can't dance, the safe stance pointing a finger. I understand. You can't spare anything, a hand, a piece of bread, a shawl against the cold. A good word, Lord knows, there isn't much to go around. You need it all. 12 midnight. My throat is taut against the rope, choking off words and air. I'm reduced to knotted muscle. Blood bulges in my skull. My clenched teeth hold it in. I bite down in despair. Death sits on my shoulders like a crow, waiting for my squeezed beat of a heart to burst so he can eat my eyes, or like a judge muttering about sluts and punishment and licking his lips, or like a dark angel, insidious in his glossy feathers, whispering to me to be easy on myself, to breathe out finally. Trust me, he says, caressing me. Why suffer? A temptation to sink down into these definitions, to become a martyr in reverse, or food, or trash, to give up my own words for myself, my own refusals, to give up knowing, to give up pain, to let go. 3 a.m. Wind seethes in the leaves around me. The tree exude night birds yell inside my ears like stabbed hearts in my head, stutters in my fluttering cloth body. I dangle with no strength going out of me. The wind seethes in my body, tattering the words. I clench my fists, hold no talisman or silver disc. My lungs flail as if drowning. I call on you, as witness. I did no crime. I was born. I have borne. I bear, I will be born. This is a crime. I will not acknowledge leaves and wind. Hold on to me. I will not give in. 8 a.m. When they came to harvest my corpse, open your mouth, close your eyes. Cut my body from the rope. Surprise, surprise. I was still alive. Tough luck, folks. I know the law. You can't execute me twice for the same thing. How nice. I fell to the clover, breathed it in, and bared my teeth at them in a filthy grin. You can imagine how that went over. Now I only need to look out at them through my sky-blue eyes. They see their own ill will staring them in the forehead and turn tail. Before, I was not a witch, but now I am one.